Well, here I am. I'm finally in the camper. Just spent my first night here. It was a long journey up to this point, and I didn't really anticipate this being the first night. It happened a little spontaneously, we'll say. But I also spontaneously got my electricity back, so I can do whatever I want in here with lights and stuff. I'm really, really exhausted. I spent all weekend last weekend in Richmond, and I spent that entire time catching up with old friends, and it was incredible. And I miss that city so much that I, like, cried when I came back to Charlottesville, just because I just find it so monotonous and boring there sometimes. Like, that movie Groundhog's Day makes more and more sense to me each day that I spent in Charlottesville. It sucks, but it's also where I have my community, and I had some stuff happen today, and it wasn't fun, but this is why I stay. It's just I was able to call people immediately and say, look, this is what I need, and everybody was like, okay, we got you, you know, and so now here I am, and I'm in my camper, and whatever issues arose today, they have at least temporary solutions, if not permanent solutions, just because my community came through for me, and that is valuable, very beyond any sort of monetary value. Anyways, it's weird and relieving to be here. I haven't really slept alone in the country by myself for maybe 2 years now. I've always been in a house with a bunch of people, you know, and I feel that same sort of anxiety about, like, oh, what the fuck am I gonna do with my time, but also that same relief that I have been yearning for. Oh shit, scary. We have bears out here, and I hope it's a bear, not a person that my dog's barking at. Anyways, maybe it's coyotes. I'll probably have to make this short so I can actually see what it is. But I'm gonna head to the store for a second soon here. And yeah, hopefully it's not scary. Hopefully it's not scary out here. What do you think, girl? Dilly. It's good, though. It's nice to be just me and my dog. Reconnecting to myself. Not up against all the humans and all the electronics. All the distractions. Goddamn. The distractions are so, like, bittersweet. They, like, make you not have to deal with yourself, but also sort of distract you from what makes you sacred and makes life sacred and makes you feel less. So we all want to feel less until we realize that we need to feel more. The cicadas are going. Zhenya's memorial is going to be tomorrow, and I have another photo shoot for my company tomorrow, so that's exciting. I'll see a lot of people from the past at the memorial. That'll be pretty interesting. And I guess me continuously having photo shoots means that I'm at least going in the direction that I had planned for myself. I have this big grand scheme, and every day I'm making steps. I've took a lot of steps towards it this week, and it's exciting, but as you get closer and closer, you just hope that, I don't know, you don't feel the same way you did before you achieved everything that you thought might make it all better. So, I don't know what the answers are. Maybe you do. Maybe once I spend enough time out here alone, I will too. Perhaps I'll just become a monk and just meditate my life away. Who knows? Alright, well, I hope everybody's good out there. It's Saturday night. I know I should be out partying, but I'm so exhausted. I've been like a fucking Energizer bunny for the past week. I have not fucking stopped. Been getting things done. Bam, 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 bam. All of it. Done, done, done. I just had to get past a bunch of these goals. I just needed to move on to the next level of things. Level up. It was a necessary level up. Time to move forward. So I did that, and I'm feeling pretty good about the stuff that I've done. Pretty good about being here at the camper. If not skeptical about life in general. But that's probably the sleep deprivation that's making that happen. So, alright guys, be well, be safe out there, and do something nice for somebody soon. Okay.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.